because I didn't know about something when what happened to me, and I was in hospital for 2-3 weeks, and obviously no family members were allowed to come and see me or anything like that. And obviously I couldn't kind of go out into the car park or anything like that for any fresh air or like just to meet them or anything like that. That was really frustrating because I was like, I just wanted it, like every day was like a month, a year for me. So I just couldn't wait to get out of there because I couldn't really meet anybody or see anybody. And then obviously hearing the news and, oh, it was just really frustrating and everything. And I avoided it as much as possible because when I was in hospital, obviously I was really scared, like, what if I kind of catch the virus or anything like that? Because people are kind of in the hospital, so you can easily catch something, even for maybe like, because the nurses and doctors, obviously they kind of go around to everybody. So it could be like, maybe I could have catched anything from the doctors or nurses, even the patients sort of thing. Yeah, and also because of the food and everything, because I was kind of having lots of tests and stuff like that, which I've never experienced in my life. So, and then on top of it, because obviously I said to them, because I have also a learning difficulty, so when my family was speaking to the doctors and stuff and saying that if it's okay, if my at least my mum could stay with me, they wasn't really pleasant about that and everything. So because it was like, it was really frustrating because going through treatment and tests that I've never done before, again, that was a big anxiety for me as well, facing like the machineries and stuff like that.